Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Attention.
You have the power and you can do it.
Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Welcome back.
Every single one of you out there has the power to motivate and take their dreams beyond anything you ever thought possible.
It's time for another episode of Trust and Believe with Sean T.
Come on, young man.
Three, two, one. Now, your host, Sean T.
I want to say that this is going to be completely motivational for you to be able to push yourself, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, for you to be able to push yourself to the next level, to the next level. And I know a lot of you know me from Insanity, a lot of you know me from T25 or Size, and what we're going to talk about here today is how to get past your workout, how to get through your workout, and how to get through your life by really believing and trusting that where you want to go today and where you are at this moment is going to be able to push you forward. But the only way you're going to be able to push yourself forward and the only way you're going to be able to launch yourself into the next level of mental fitness, physical fitness, and the next level of general fitness is if you step outside of your comfort zone. And your comfort zone is a great place to be. The comfort zone is an amazing place to be because that's where you can live, that's where you can thrive. For instance, when you start your workout, and I love to use the Insanity warm-up as a general, what's the word I'm looking for, just like as a general piece to your life. When you start out, you start jogging, you feel good, or any workout you do, you feel good. And then as the moments start to go forward, as the minutes and seconds start to pass, you start to breathe a little heavier. You start to get a little tired. Some of your feet start to hurt. And right there, like the minute you start moving each and every day, like literally, the minute you start moving, everything begins to be a little bit uncomfortable. And then you have to fight through that for the next 40, 35, however many minutes you're actually on a journey to continue to fight past that. And so that's what we're going to talk about here today. While a lot of people might be thinking, well, you know what? I don't actually step outside of my comfort zone. I want to start by saying you actually do. Every single day when you wake up, you step outside of your comfort zone and you're able to push forward and you're able to do something. Because when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? You have to think about, what do I have to do today to propel myself to get it done, to go to work, to drive to work, to get gas, to get the car fixed, to get the kids together, or to take my medicine, or, you know, to finish my project if you're in school. So you have to understand that each and every day you are already doing something that's stepping outside of your comfort zone so you can push yourself forward. Because you know me most of the time from the workouts, what I'm saying is when you're in that last push-up or when you're doing push-up jacks and pure cardio, which we all love and hate at the same time, the one thing that is the common denominator is that you are mentally telling yourself, I have to push forward in order for me to push myself to the next level. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to push ourselves to the next level today. It's going to be quick. It's going to be simple. But I want you to grab a pen and paper or grab your phone. Well, you're on your phone probably right now. Grab a pen and paper or something so you can write down just these few steps that's going to help push you to the next level. Again, my grandfather was a pastor. My grandfather was a preacher. I'm not that. What I'm here to do is to help you understand that no matter the struggle, no matter the pain, no matter how great you feel at this moment, no matter how hard it's going to be later, you have to be ready to push yourself forward, and you can do it. And that's the first thing. One of the first things, and I posted this yesterday on my Snapchat, is you have to believe in yourself. And that's the secret. You have to believe. And a lot of people have been asking me, is my tattoo real? And it is real. And I didn't get to this place easily. You know, I had to figure out a way in which I was going to believe in myself so that I can push myself forward and propel myself forward. So this is coming from a place of complete authenticity, complete realness, complete vulnerability, which you have to be able to believe in yourself so you understand that it's okay to have all of these emotions and all of these feelings. So here we go. What is comfort? Comfort is, you know, you think about that moment where you get in bed and you're like, oh my God, I feel good and I'm tired. Comfort is sitting down with your family in the house. Comfort is knowing where you're going from minute one to hour eight in the day. These are all comfortable places for you to go. But right now, I want you to ask yourself, and I want you to write this down. What is the one thing that you have been afraid to do for so long, for so many years, that you want to try? It could be a workout. It could be talk to a friend. It could be trying on clothes. It could be wearing something that you have been afraid to put on for so long. It could be taking a picture. It could be doing a photo shoot. What is one thing that you've been afraid to do for so long that you're like, there's no way I'm going to do that? It could be quitting a job. Maybe you're in a job right now that you don't really want. Maybe you're living in complete mediocrity, but you're just afraid and you don't believe that you can succeed outside of that place. But you have to understand, that's why it's about the belief. It's the belief that you have in yourself that is the first step that's going to propel you to the next level. So that's it. Uncomfortable is just that. Doing that one thing, that one little tweak that you have gone on, that one little tweak that's in your mind that you want to say, you know, if I do this, I probably could be a little bit uncomfortable, but it may be that one thing that's going to make me just a little bit better. So you have to tweak. It's about taking your life and making these little tweaks. Before you worked out, I'm sure there were plenty of times where you were like, or maybe you've seen my workout, or somebody like Shalene, or Tony, who's another like, oh my goodness, they are up here and they're crazy. And you had to psych yourself up to do that. What is that one thing you have to psych yourself up to do? Now, the only way to get past that is to know the answer to three different questions. The first question, what is the mental baggage that you're taking on a daily basis? The number one reason, people, you know, we say for T25, the number one reason people don't work out is they don't have time. Which is partly true, but the number one reason people don't work out is because they're carrying this baggage. There's this fear. There's this baggage that's happening, and when you have a lot of baggage, that's the weight that you're carrying on your shoulders, and the more baggage you keep, the less you're going to want to move forward. I mean, it really halts your progress. Carrying negative baggage can really halt your progress, and I want you to think about that, and I want you to know that. So what is the baggage that you're taking every single day? You're waking up with this baggage and you refuse to put it in the garbage, not in the recycle bin, because there's no reason to recycle negativity. Where is this baggage? Where are you putting this baggage? Where is that garbage bin? It's trash day, people. It's trash day. When you're working out and you're doing power jumps, if you're constantly telling yourself, no, 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 I can't do this, you need to throw that out. You need to say, maybe I can't do it the way that Sean T wants me to do it. Or maybe I can't do it the way that my trainer wants to do it, but I can do it. And I'm going to do it my way. And I'm going to push through in my way. That is, you have to throw out the baggage and come back with some really, really good nutrients. Some really good food, like if you were going to the supermarket. Throw out the baggage, come back with good nutrients that you can put into your body that's going to help you say, yes, I can do this. And yes, I can tweak this. Yes, it might be a little bit uncomfortable, but yes, I'm going to go forward. The next question is, how many times a day or a year or a month do you say no because of fear? You know, my father-in-law told me once, fear is false evidence appearing real. You get that? Do you hear that? False evidence appearing real. So that's your second question. How many times a day do you say no? How many times do you wake up And that's the barrier between you and actually getting your workout done. Because of fear. Because I don't know if I can succeed. That's false evidence appearing real, because it goes back to what we just talked about, which is if you tweak something, all you have to do is make a tweak to make it your own. For me, I can say specifically for me, my workouts, unless it's size, because I want you to get that down. But most of my workouts, it's just a blueprint for you to say, oh my goodness, maybe I can do that. Maybe I can do that now. Or maybe I have to wait to be able to do that in about 3 weeks. But what I can do, or what you can do, is do it. You can start. There's always something for you to do. It's just how are you going to tweak it to make it happen and make it work for you. Don't lead your life with fear. This is not preaching, because trust and believe. Trust, there it is, and believe that there have been many, many times in my life where I've been afraid to do something. But for me, I live for that fear. That fear is the one thing that takes me to a place of, believe it or not, having the fear is the one thing that makes me enjoy working out. Because now that I know that I have the power and I can create what I want my future existence to be, there's nothing greater than that. Take your fear and run with it. Stop saying no to yourself. A lot of questions is, how do I motivate myself every single day when I've hit a slump? Stop doing the opposite of what's not working. Or I should say, stop doing what's not working and do the opposite. If something's not working for you, are you going to keep doing that? Are you going to keep going down the same path of something that's not working for you? Or are you going to say, you know what, bump this. I'm going to do the thing that's the exact opposite because I want to succeed. And this isn't working. If this isn't working, you have to do the other thing. There's no choice, because if you continue doing what's not working, and I know I sound redundant, but if you continue doing what's not working, it's never, ever, ever going to work. But let me tell you what's working. Your brain is working. The core of who you are is working. That's why yesterday I posted the abs video. When you feel that burn in your core, when you feel that burn in your legs, or when you feel that burn in your shoulders in plank position, this is your body working. This is your body saying, yes, you are alive. This is the fire that's radiating through your body, and that's why it's so important to work out. And when you translate that to your mind, when you translate that to mental fitness, that's where you'll have less unmotivating moments. Yes, they're always going to be there. There's always going to be a barrier. When I ran track, I ran the hurdles, 400 meter hurdles. I had a quarter mile and 10 hurdles in a way. What would you say if you came to see me run this race and at hurdle 6, I said, you know what? This is the point where I'm starting to get really tired. I'm just going to stop. I wouldn't get to the finish line. I would walk to the middle of the field and all of you would be like, Sean T, like, that's not how you told us we should live our life. So when you get to a barrier, because you might be fearful of what that barrier or what's on the other side of that barrier, are you going to stop? Are you going to keep going and keep running and keep jumping to finish the race? This is your race. You are in control of this race. This is where you want to go. This is what you want. Do I want it for you? Absolutely. Do I root you on? Absolutely, times 100. But the thing is, I can't do it for you. No one else can do it for you. I had to say that to myself. When I've had fear in the past, I can't do it for me. You can't do it for me. A friend can't do it for me. Actually, I was telling myself, I can't do it for me. But then I had to say to myself, the only way that this is going to happen and the only way that you're going to succeed is if you do it for yourself. So that's not talking at you. That's trying to motivate you to say that you have the internal power. The burn in the legs, the burn in the shoulders, and most of all, the burn in the core. Run toward the work. Don't run away from that burn. That burn is what's going to get you results. And if you only last 15 seconds of the 30, or if you only last 10 seconds of the minute, the point is that you have experienced the burn. And that burn means that you're alive. We're going to go to the third question. The third question is, when is the last time that you've deviated from your daily schedule? Excuse me again. When is the last time you've deviated from your daily schedule? I wake up, I have my coffee, I talk to you guys on social media. I go work out. I check emails. And then work happens. What if I did that every single day? What if I didn't get on a plane and say, you know what, I want to come visit you? Or what if I didn't go to Europe? I went to Europe and everything that I did, every event that I did was, most of the events that I did was different and outside of my comfort zone. But what if I said, no, I'm not going to do that? There would be nothing for me to bring back. You have to look at your daily schedule, write it down on this paper that you have. What do you do every day? And what are you going to do to deviate from that daily schedule? What if it's just giving yourself some time? What if it's just reading a passage in one of your books? What if it's just making a different food? What if it's trying one thing, if you like it, it's amazing. It can change your life. If you don't like it, you can completely shut it off and say, look, I tried it and I know that's not going to enhance me. That's why you should deviate from your daily schedule. Not saying leave your responsibilities, but add one thing in there. What if you decided to walk to work tomorrow if you live in a city? What if you decide, you know, I'm afraid to take the subway. I'm going to take the subway instead of taking a taxi. What if instead of stopping at Starbucks tomorrow, you stop at Dunkin' Donuts and you realize you love the coffee? Now, these things are very, very kind of elementary changes, but what I'm trying to get at is like these small little changes can make really big rewards for your life. Imagine you taking that into your workout. Imagine you doing Insanity and that moment every single time where you feel like you're going to give up, this is that one workout where you say, you know what, I can actually do it now. I'm actually going to go mentally one second further. What if in that push-up jack, what if where you usually put your knees down, you try for one more push-up, or maybe you just hold the plank? What if you did that? What if you deviate from what you normally do to try to propel yourself to the next level of who you are? What if you did that? Small changes can make for big rewards, and that's the thing that I want you to understand. This entire little process that we just discussed is about one thing. It's about you trusting and believing in who you are. Be who you are, not what the world wants you to be. You see that? Be who you are, not what the world wants you to be. Making these decisions for you is going to make everyone else around you either gravitate towards you, feed off your positive energy, or they might be a little bit afraid. And they might step back and look at you from afar and say, you know what? Holy crap. Holy effing crap. Like, this person is making changes and you can inspire other people too. But instead of living for everyone else, instead of doing what everyone else wants you to do, what if you woke up every morning and your spouse or a friend was like, no, you can't work out. No, you're not going to work out. 60 days from now, how would you feel and how would you look? What do you want to do? Some people don't want to work out. I'm like, good, but you better eat healthy. You know what I'm saying? I definitely promote you working out at least 3 times a week, at least 30 minutes at moderate exercise, so you can really enhance your body, enhance your muscles, enhance your power, enhance your life, enhance your heart. But the thing is, what is it that you want for yourself, and what's going to make you live the best that you can possibly live? And working out can do that. And then I want to say, I just love the belief. When people believe in themselves, it makes me overjoyed because I know what it's like to not believe in who you are. Believe in yourself. There's something inside of you that's greater than any obstacle. And that's what we were talking about when I was saying I'm running the hurdles. I have to believe that I can get over this barrier because I'm greater than that. I can push through. I can go past these levels. Challenge yourself physically, challenge yourself mentally, and challenge yourself spiritually with some of these messages that I gave you today. If you challenge yourself in all three of those spaces, even if it's just a minute challenge, you're going to be better. You're going to feel better. You're going to literally internalize and digest what is possible for you. And at the end of the day, you're going to be totally awesome. Which you are already awesome right now.
Your voicemails and tweets are coming up next. Trust and Believe with Sean T. We'll be right back.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm so excited to tell you that Arctic Ease is available at Walgreens. You know, I've had wrist surgery. I've had a lot of issues with it. I've been stretching and getting myself together. But most importantly, it is all about how you achieve results and how you recover. And I have to give a big shout out to Arctic Ease for helping me get to this point in my recovery. After you work out, all you got to do is apply Arctic Ease. You don't have to worry about getting ice. You don't have to worry about the drip. All you have to do is worry about putting it on any part of your body that hurts. For me, it's my wrist and my knee. We all know that I was a hurdler, so, you know, knee problems comes with the territory of being an athlete or whatever kind of working out you do. But listen, it's so easy. You can reuse it. It's really, really good for you. And after you stretch and after you finish working out, just apply the Arctic Ease. Let it cool your body down. It works on inflammation. I want you guys to go out to Walgreens. And something that's really, really awesome is I'm going to be visiting the Walgreens in different cities that I go to and just signing the top of the bottle. So maybe you will get a little Shanti autograph. And if you do, you can post it and tag me so that maybe you can win something else. All right, guys, take care. Don't put your life on ice. Make sure you take control of your injuries and take control of your recovery. Get Arctic Ease at Walgreens. It's available now.
Now it's time for Sean to answer your questions and tweets. It's Listener Interaction.
I want to get to some of your questions. I have some questions here from the people who listen to my podcast because I wanted to bring this to life because in the podcast, I was doing a podcast on the subway, I was in a train, I was on a plane, I was trains, planes, and automobiles, but I wanted to bring this getting uncomfortable conversation to life so that you can go somewhere with it and you can utilize it and internalize it and believe and trust it. So I'm going to go here to some questions that you wrote me, especially from people who listen to my podcast, and then I'm going to go right there, so just stick with me for a second. We're going to start with Roseanne. She said, she talked about my podcast, whatever. She said she works out 6 times a week in the morning. And when the alarm goes off, no more complaining. Even if it's in my head, she doesn't complain. I need to begin the day being more positive instead of dreading getting out of bed. So the reason why I picked this is because how many of you wake up in the morning and you say, oh my God, I gotta do this to my day. The foundation of your day, when you wake up in the morning, the foundation of your day is the minute you open your eyes. And if for some reason you're dreading the opening of the eyes, that tells me that there's something that's laid along that path that we talked about that's not really working for you. So how do you deviate? How do you slightly deviate from the normal path so that you can enjoy opening your eyes? You can enjoy waking up. Only you can answer that question. But that's why the foundation of your morning has to be, what am I waking up to? What do I want to do? And if it is dreadful, if you are in a space right now where you don't necessarily enjoy what you have to do, that's why it's very important for you to take yourself outside of your comfort zone so that eventually you can make the dynamic shift to be greater internally so that you can live internally, promote that greatness externally, and that you can wake up in the morning and feel absolutely happy. Ron says, my thing is, how many times do I have to start over to get fit? Trying to find a plan I can stick with. He's fighting prostate cancer. I'm very sorry to hear that. He's fighting prostate cancer, and he can't do anything strenuous since the cancer has spread into his bones. I planned on being consistent each day. That is the hard part, but he's not giving up. Ron, you're living with a positive message right now, being very much aware of what's happening, obviously in your body physically, but in your body mentally. You're not giving up. And just know, I know who you are because I know you write me on Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook, and trust and believe I think about you every day. And just keep on going down the path of if you can't do anything super strenuous, just move. Just move and eat extremely healthy so that the mental and physical energy that's going into your body is promoting positivity and is best and the best feeling that it could possibly provide to you. Again, I'm very sorry about the struggle you're going through with prostate cancer. And for those of you out there, the disease is real, which you know. And my grandfather passed away of prostate cancer, so I definitely know what you're going through. And just know that everyone here that's watching this, and everyone in the threads, and everyone, I think there's a lot of people who probably know you from your comments. We're rooting for you, and we're praying for you. And in the meantime, keep that positive attitude up. Do the best that you can do. And workouts like size, you can dance it out. Dancing feels good. The music's on. If you like the little bit more strenuous, then you can do Max 30. You know, Scott modifies Max 30. Danielle modifies Max 30. So there's a modification to keep the strenuous down. But we are rooting for you. Keep me posted, and I'll keep snapping you back. Tracy says, I love your insanity workout, but I can only manage the first 3 weeks due to my knees not being able to take anymore. She has an operation and will need a knee replacement later in life, but she keeps working out. She says, how can I start working out without damaging my knees anymore? And sorry, I'm stuffy. So again, same as what I said to Ron. First of all, every workout that we get, especially insanity, if you just walk through it, the 1-2-3s, you can make anything low impact. So don't think that just because I'm jumping, like whenever I propel myself off the ground and land, that's the idea for you to do a squat or grab weights during that movement and add a little extra weight to what you're doing in your squat so you can still get the results in the muscle. So just because it might be hard or just because you might see it on the TV, if there's no modification available or your computer or iPad with Beachbody On Demand, you can add weight effectively, not too much, too crazy, but you can add weight effectively if you're staying grounded and if you're doing very low impact exercise. So just know that keep doing what you're doing, just slow it down, move slowly, and do low impact, and you will be okay. I'm going to finish here with Dave, and then I'm going to come to your questions there. Dave said he has been struggling. It is hard. Busy all the time and trying to find a place with room enough to actually do the work. And then on top of it, he's trying to put himself in the mood. He really wants to work out, but he has to fight himself often, and he really disliked that. Fighting yourself is one of the biggest struggles we have. You are your own barrier. Most of the time, you are the only one getting in your way. Because here's the reality. I'm going to tell you the biggest secret. Let me tell you something. All of those people out there that might be like, oh, you too skinny, or oh, she's this, or oh, she's that. When they go to bed at night, unless they're your spouse or your kids or your mom, they're not thinking about you. So you have to do it for you. You have to get rid of all the... You know, Madonna has a song. Voices start to see in my head. Tell me, what do they say? So... Dave, these are all voices rolling around in your head. And what are those voices saying? You have to change it. You are in control of that. And that's why I recommend this book. It's called The Untethered Soul. I got it from a friend. The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer. This talks about specifically about those voices that are in your head. And what are those voices saying? You keep this in your bathroom. I know that's a little bit much. Keep this in your bathroom. So... when you sit down every day, you read about it. It is spectacular, the conversation that's going on in your head. This book really opened my eyes to a lot of things of how I was proceeding in my life and what I was doing and what I wanted to do. And who do you need to listen to?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
At the end of the day, it's what you want. It's what you want. So Dave, read the Untethered Soul. What are the voices saying in your head? Stop fighting yourself. You are your own teammate, so go with that.
Leave us your message at SeanTFitness.com/podcast or on Twitter at SeanTFitness.
Listen closely.
Now it's time for America's favorite game show, True or False Fitness Trivia with Sean T.
Oh, this is going to... All right. Today, I'm going to go ahead and warn you guys listening to today's fitness trivia. This first question may gross you out a little bit. And, well, here we go. According to the U.S. FDA standards, one cup of orange juice is allowed to contain 10 fruit fly eggs, but only 2 maggots. I'm laughing at the absurdity that this could possibly be true.
It's false.
It's true.
A maggot?
Oh, but only 2. Only 2 maggots. I swear to
You're
God.
You're lying.
No, I swear. It says, according to U.S. FDA standards, one cup of orange juice is allowed to... I got to Google this and make sure. Is allowed to contain 10 fruit flies, but only 2 maggots. I'm like, what?
That is so ridiculous.
That is so gross.
I will never drink orange juice again unless I cut open an orange and I make my own juice by squeezing it.
Thank you. And you can pick out the maggots then.
Oh my God, maggots make me feel so ugh.
Okay.
All right, go.
So I really don't know that I think you should make that. You could be right on that one because it shouldn't even be false. But anyway.
We'll do some research.
During your lifetime, you'll eat a... 50,000 pounds of food.
That's not true or false. That's Q. That's
multiple choice. I've done multiple choice before.
Oh, okay.
During your lifetime, you'll eat A, 50,000 pounds of food, or B, 60,000 pounds of food.
I would say 60,000 pounds.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because I eat a lot, and people eat more than me, so.
I think Scott was going to eat 70,000.
He's going to eat 125,000 pounds of food.
So it says that during your lifetime, you'll eat about 60,000 pounds of food, which is the weight of 6 elephants.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's why we have portion control. Don't try to eat 60,000 pounds of food at one time because you're going to do it throughout the course of your life anyway. Take your time, breathe between chews or between swallows, and don't eat so much. It's going to help your weight loss and it's going to help your stomach ache. Bye.
You are listening to Trust and Believe with Sean T.
I want to give a huge shout out to Todd Midget. You can find him at NC Fit Club on Instagram and Facebook. Another huge shout out to Alex Coloreo. You can find her at Alex Zero REO on Instagram. They're both great. They help me with the podcast and they help us always trust and believe in who we are to get the message out that you have to know that you can do it.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3, check.
For more support, visit me at facebook.com/SeanTFitness. Same on Instagram and Twitter. Or visit me at SeanTFitness.com for more support and more motivation.